Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Let's say Arthur Smith takes the Chicago Bears job, or he says, you know what, I want to go back and work with Vrabel, and I want to work with Drake May. So now you have a vacancy. Doran, you threw out a name.
Well, I think it's very obvious that if this guy doesn't become a head coach, he would 100%, in my opinion, be the next Steelers offensive coordinator. That's Mike McCarthy. And I'd be okay with that because he is a strong figure. And not saying that Arthur Smith isn't. He's just he's different. Like Arthur Smith, he has command and he was a head coach, but Mike McCarthy walks in a room in a team meeting room. You know, that's an automatic, like you're sitting up in your seat. Because he takes no BS. And he does run good offense. He does. He runs good offense. But I think to me, like that would be the obvious replacement if Arthur Smith does leave and McCarthy doesn't get a head coaching job.
It makes a lot of sense. I think McCarthy's going to get a head job. That's just my gut, but it would make sense. It would make a lot of sense. I think that Mike McCarthy, though, he was out of football for a certain period of time. I think he wants to be a head coach. And again, if I'm him, do I take this job? Knowing that I could sit out for a year and probably get a job somewhere else. Or do I go somewhere where there's a quarterback?
And if you're the Steelers, do you bring in a guy, A, with that voice, Thorne, if you're Tomlin, and B, who would jump at the next opportunity to be a head coach? It makes a lot of sense from where I'm sitting. Like, I would do it. You would do it. I don't know if they would do it. Because you'd have, you know, you had Canada for what? 2.5 years. Then you have Arthur Smith in this hypothetical for a year. And then Mike McCarthy, who, hey, you have some success. Maybe he's gone after a year. I don't know that the organization that loves continuity as much as the Steelers love continuity would sign up for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying. But what does this year entail? Like, you have to sit down with Art and with Mike Tomlin and Omar. And it's like, what are we trying to accomplish this year? Is this a stopgap year until that quarterback draft of 2026? If it is, then... All right, then let's throw all of our eggs in the basket and try to drum something up.
Yeah.
So let's just go with a bang this year, and if it doesn't work, all right. If it does work, great, and then we'll move forward. At least we'll find our quarterback if it works, because if it works, the quarterback has to play well.
That's true, Doran.
So you're just like, whatever. Then if he leaves, then it's like, okay, we have our quarterback. Now we just need to find the next guy.
Yeah.
Why not? Depends on what you're trying to accomplish this coming year. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish.
I know what they're trying to accomplish. They're trying to accomplish the same thing they've always tried to accomplish. They think they can do it. We heard Mike Tomlin say it. We think they're capable. You know, we can sit here and we have a different perspective on it, and doesn't appear that Mike Tomlin has any less power than he has always had. And I wouldn't see him making that move to Mike McCarthy. I think that would have to be a mandate. And I don't know how. I mean, listen, Arthur Smith was the first hire, I call hire, non-promotion. They've made an offensive coordinator since Todd Haley was fired in 2017. That's 7 years that you've kind of promoted.
Todd Haley was the last mandate, too,
right?
He was. So it's like, how much of a mandate was Arthur Smith? It wasn't that much of a departure from...
I think it was a mutual.
Yeah, I think there was probably an agreement that he fit the bill of what they wanted. McCarthy would be a bit of a departure from their style. More West Coast offense, more pass to run, more... You know, we could get Crowley on board if they... You know, blockbuster trade for Dak Prescott. You had predicted a while ago that Dak Prescott would be the quarterback here in Pittsburgh.
If the Cowboys didn't sign him, they'd be all over him right now.
They probably would.
And at $65 million, and then even before he got hurt, I don't know.
No.
Bad take by me. Bad take by me. Sure. Not good enough to pay that much money.
No, not.
Going rate,
man.
Not saying he didn't deserve it. I don't want that to happen here.
I'm just having a hard time. Like, the word that keeps coming to my mind is like purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
Just like total purgatory.
You know what then? If you're in purgatory, perfect quarterback, Sam Darnold, seeing ghosts, bang. Dorn, you made a point during the break. So you got Mike McCarthy, 12-5, ravaged by injuries this year, 7-10. They fire him.
Yep.
Don't give him the contract. He out.
Mm-hmm.
I would sign up for those 4 years. They want a playoff game in there over what Tomlin's done the last 4 years. It's not even close. And I'm not saying that the Cowboys are this franchise that you'd love to emulate. They haven't won jack about crap since 1995. But 12-5, playoff win, one season mired by injury, he's gone. Meanwhile, Tomlin, 8 straight seasons, no playoff victory. Getting outscored 73-0 in the first quarter in the last 6 playoff games.
It's not like the Cowboys. They have that revolving door. They're similar like the Steelers. They keep coaches. Jason Garrett was there for a long time being mediocre. Jimmy Johnson, I think, was before him, right? And Parcells. They don't have that many coaches in their history if we can go back before we were born. How many coaches have they had since we were born? 3? Maybe? Head coaches?
I'm on it.
4?
Same as the Steelers.
Yeah.
I mean,
so they operate the same way, but Jerry Jones, would say whatever you want about him. He made that decision last week. He made that decision a couple days ago. It was like, you know what? We're just not meeting the expectations of the Dallas Cowboys. And now they're on the look for a new head coach. They need a new, fresh regime, and Jerry Jones is making that happen. And the Steelers are still sitting here hoping for different results, acting like they're going to get different results. It's going to be the same. It's going to be the same. It's been proven that it's the same. Why is it going to change this year?
It's not. Jason Garrett, head coach Jason Garrett, as he likes to be referred to, Coach Jason, 10 years.
Yeah.
Remember Daniel McCullers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Running back?
No, the giant dude from Tennessee, the defensive tackle. He was like 6'11".
Oh, yeah.
He was a Steeler for 7 years. Used to call that he was on scholarship because that guy stunk. Jason Garrett for 10 years is criminal. That is ridiculous.
Who did he succeed?
Wade Phillips.
Wade Phillips. Right. I did miss one. That's right.
So it was Johnson, Parcells, Phillips, Garrett.
Little Dave Campo in there.
Dave Campo. There have been 5 head coaches.
5, wow.
Chan Gailey.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Since when? When?
98.
Oh, okay.
But more recently, I mean, you're right, Doran. Wade Phillips got 4 years. He had a winning record. Garrett with 10, though. I mean, that's insanity. That's insanity. And I think maybe I'm giving Jerry Jones too much credit, but I think he saw the flaw in his ways. You know, I don't think it's working with McCarthy. I'm not going to give him 10 years. But as an OC, I would not hate that at all, though.
Nope.
Not at all.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.